/.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria and Polokwane 32. Joburg City Power reports that less than 600 prepaid meters remain unconverted as the token identifier rollover deadline looms. Over 99% of meters have been upgraded, with Alexandra posing challenges due to residents' reluctance. Temporary suspension of penalty fees ranging from 14,000 to 30,000 rand has boosted voluntary compliance. Spokesperson Isaac McGenna has urged customers to upgrade promptly to avoid disconnection and hefty penalties from tomorrow.
It has come to our attention that some of the customers who reside in complexes have been under the impression that their body corporates will be responsible for the individual unit meter upgrades. That responsibility lies with the owners of the unit. We encourage the owners to urgently upgrade their meters so that they are not left outside.
Meanwhile, the General Industries Union, GUSA, says rising energy costs unfairly burden working-class households, while wealthier individuals transition to renewables. The union warns that Eskom's current energy pricing worsens inequality, making the shift to renewable energy unjust. GUSA's Koketso Pasha calls for reforms, including subsidized electricity for low-income families.
The consumer price index is, however, in conflict with the reality on the ground because prices have not necessarily decreased and people are still having a difficult time acquiring their groceries and other basic necessities.
Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson has ruled out negotiations with construction mafias, with the rise in extortion cases nationwide. Speaking at the National Construction Summit in Durban on crime-free construction sites, McPherson stressed the urgent need for a robust plan to combat crime in the sector. He called for decisive action to ensure the industry's integrity and growth.
We will no longer be negotiating with criminals just to be able to build the essential roads and hospitals that our people so desperately need. Together, this diverse set of stakeholders is making a public commitment to work together to restore the rule of law in the construction industry. Today, we are taking decisive action.
The Sudanese army says it had retaken a key state capital south of Khartoum from rival paramilitaries who held it for the past 5 months. The Sennar state capital of Sinjar is a strategic prize in the 19-month war between the regular army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, as it lies on a key road linking army-controlled areas of eastern and central Sudan. More on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. And the Springboks finished 2024 with a dominant win of 45-12 over Wales in Cardiff. It was the Welsh team's 12th consecutive loss. The Springboks scored their first try within 6 minutes of the game when man of the match Franco Mostert went over. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofdnieuwsdier, Johannesburg, City Power, Opperklaar met opgradering voor spaartijd.
Jacaranda FM.
Yeah.
More music you love.